Okay, hello everyone. This is Azrin here again. Another episode of podcast with oh, good God, what is it called? Multilingual Friends Podcast. There we go. That's what it's called. Episode number 8, something
Oh,
like that.
wow.
I don't know. Number 8, something to that effect.
Something like that.
Today, it's only Catherine and I. Colton is working today, and so it's just the two of us. Hello.
Hello, how are you
Nice to
doing?
see you. Oh,
Nice to see you too. I don't know. It's so strange that this week my schedule was very, very different from usual. So everything is kind of like crazy.
how so?
First of all, I went on a holiday, like a mini holiday, that I was out for 3 days, and I think it helped me a lot mentally because I'm lucky enough to live really close to the ocean, so pretty much it's the only time restraint. Physically, I can anytime I want, I can just go to the ocean, see the waves and stuff, and that's it. That's what I decided to do. So I just moved to, well, not moved obviously, but I traveled a little bit and I came home and I had a lot of free time and I decided to completely rearrange my house, like move the furniture and all. I don't know why. Just wanted to, I guess, bring the change a little bit. And yeah, today I was just moving furniture one day and trying to tidy everything, basically.
Nice.
How
Do you
about
have a lot
you?
of decorations or things like that?
Have a lot of stuff, that's for sure. We do have, I don't know, we're very crafty, I think. So we usually come up with like projects and ideas. So I don't know, I have 1,000 things that I like drew or made, or like more even so, I have undone projects. Like I will come up with something, I'll go get the supplies, and then I never come to it. So I'll have just the supplies laying around. So yeah, I'm slowly but gradually trying to come back to. I promised myself not to buy anything new unless I finish all the projects. So let's see how that goes.
Sounds very artistic of you, very creative.
I don't know. I'm just crazy like this sometimes. I don't know. It's just weird that I found so many things that I bought a long time ago with a purpose, and then it never came to be. And sometimes I'll just come back to it now. Just randomly because I have time. So I don't know. I think it's a good sign. I hope it's a good sign. Yeah, having
Nice,
free
very cool.
time. Yeah. How about you, Asma? What have you been up to?
Let's see. I've been doing a lot of writing lately
Oh.
for the past 4 or 5 days.
I'm enjoying your posts greatly, actually. I
Oh, I've been
really
reading them.
like, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I like them. I really like the way you express yourself. Ever since you started being like a little bit more open about it, I don't know. Those things draw me in because I do like seeing people's heads, like what they think about and stuff like that. So pretty much all the content that I actually do read and follow is about just people thinking about stuff. So that's up my alley, basically.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's the past 4 or 5 days, just lots of, I guess you could say, yeah, lots of writing down what I'm thinking, organizing my thoughts. Yeah,
Oh,
I guess you
good.
could say that.
That's also creative, actually. I don't know, in a way,
You
it's a
think
little
so?
bit different. Yeah, no, it's a different. I think it's like the different phase of creation at the end of the day. In a sense that, like, you can either do something crafty and artsy and visual, or, well, writing is a creative endeavor as well. And actually, blogging or any sort of that requires a lot of creativity, I believe.
Okay. That's not how I view it at all, actually. At least that's not true. The way I'm doing it, like, I guess I don't view my writing as creative.
I
Maybe it
don't
is. I
know.
don't know. I don't view it as
I don't
creative.
know. I think it's just a definition of it. I think anything that you create to me is creative. At the end of the day, it's like there is no limit, really, of what the creativity is, in my opinion. It's an anything anything goes, essentially. Like, as long as
Interesting.
it's true. Like, I think my definition of creativity is like any sort of authentic thing that one does because they decided to,
Right.
basically.
Well, then,
And
yeah,
it's
by that definition, I would say it is, because that literally when I'm writing, I'm just trying to write because, okay, how do I say this? I'm trying to write facts and truths. That's all I'm trying to do. Facts. And I don't know if they're one and the same, but anyway, it doesn't matter. That's a whole philosophical discussion. But facts and truths sometimes are the same. Sometimes something will be true, but it's not necessarily factual. And sometimes it's factual, but you know, anyway, that's a whole separate thing. But, because I find maybe, I don't know if you can relate to this. I was telling one of my friends about this earlier today, and she could relate. She was saying that, and I felt the same way, that it's hard to figure out what you want to do sometimes. I have a hard time figuring out what I want to do. It's hard because there's pros and cons. There's multiple things I want that go in different directions. So if I ask myself what I want, it's sometimes kind of hard to figure out. Like it takes a lot of work to figure it out. And
Yeah, no, totally.
what I find it lately, what I've been finding it easier to do, I've been doing this since last year in a sense, but I can only, I guess, consciously articulate it now. What I do now is I just try to think what is factual or what is true, one of the two, or both sometimes. And I just try to allow, I use those as clues to figure out what I think I should do, because there's an infinite number of facts you could think of. Like you could think this table is black. I have a table in front of me is black. That could be the fact that pops into your mind. Or it could be that you think I'm hungry. It could be that you go, ah, I don't like how I feel right now. It could be that who knows what fact pops into your minds. And then as you start to write these facts down, like I was doing it before our podcast here, it's completely disorganized. But as I'm writing different facts down, I start to see, like as it's in front of me, I can see like threads. Like I can see common threads. And then what I find is that some of the facts start to string together. And it's like, oh, okay, there's something here. And then I can focus on, and I'm paying attention to my feelings as I state the facts too. It's not just writing without, like, I'm paying attention to how I feel, and I go, ooh, that felt painful. Ooh, that, and then I write that, ooh, that felt painful. And then I go, okay. And then, but then you start to, then it turns into something. So I can't pick my topic before I write. I just start to state facts. It's funny. Today, so my last, every post that I'm doing in my blog, I write down a list of bullet points of things that I plan to explore later. So, like, I still need to figure these things out. But every time I sit down and I try to pick one of those to write about, like to figure out, it's really complicated. But if I start by just writing facts and it's like there's an unconscious part of me that figures out what I need to focus on, what ends up happening is that one of those things sort of gets brought into the text I wanted to write. So the one I'm writing here, I actually thought I was going to write about, like, continue writing about my professional goals. That's actually where it started. I literally wrote the first line was about my professional goals. And then the next line I wrote was about, like, it's kind of funny, like professional. And the next fact that just popped to mind was like, this girl I'm dating and she hasn't answered my text message. I'm like, ah, one of those. And I was like, she hasn't answered my text message. And I was like, oh. And then, like, as I kept going, it ended up more in like a dating realm. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. How did I end up there? I was like, oh, so that's clearly what's being really fleshed out. And yeah, it's really interesting. It's like
It
there's some
is
other dude in my
creative.
head that's the one trying to pull the strings. And I don't know.
What you're describing is a little bit similar to what I sometimes experience when I try to like draw, or well, I don't. I sometimes I mostly I think I do crafts or draw or something like that. Like I'll have an idea in my head, and I was like,
Okay.
I'll start kind of like drawing the outline, and then it will end up completely like a different direction or something like that. But it will be something that I thought about before or something like that. It's like all blends and mixes, and then the finished project can be ha completely unrelated to what I thought started with.
Oh,
I don't
interesting.
know,
Yeah.
that's definitely is creativity at the end of the day. And I think what you mentioned as like speaking the truth and getting something out, I think for me the authentic creations come from the place where you need to express something, and it's kind of like more not random necessarily, but it's like it's beyond you to you need to kind of like let it out. So that's when it's authentic, true, and whatnot. It's like it doesn't have to be necessarily something that's like colorful or crafty or something like that. But like as long as it is true and there is a message behind it that you at this point needed to express, and it couldn't be any other way, then I think it's quite, I don't know, I can relate to that definitely.
Yeah, it's very
this.
artistic. It's a very art. It is actually, you're right. I see why you're saying it's creative because I'm not sitting down and planning. This is what I'm. All I know is every line has to be true and pay attention to how I feel, or at least factual. Sometimes not. It's sometimes true is even hard. It's even hard to think of a truth. It's like, okay, I can pick a fact. That's so easy. Fact is like, okay, I'm hungry. That's like, I can't. That's so, factual or like. Or like this person hasn't texted me. That's like factual. I can't. That's, sometimes I think facts first because it's easier to come to mind. And then from there,
Yeah, but it's a really
it evolves,
interesting.
right?
See, it's one of the tasks that I had to do. It's really funny because it's like out of my wish homeworks. Like one of the tasks was to literally write 10 things that are true and 10 things. I don't know, I think it's 5 things. They tried to show us how our intuition kind of works. So they made us like write 5 facts that are true about you, but they have to be really emotionless. It's kind of like I'm a woman or whatever. And then 5 definitely false ones, but they have to be also emotionless. It's something like, and to see how it feels. And essentially as you go through those things, to see the responses in you, sort of. Then remember this feeling and then apply it to different parts of your life. And I think people are teaching that. I failed this task, by the way. I had to redo it, funny enough. And it seems really easy. And it's ridiculous that I don't know, I failed my wish homework. So who would have thought that it's going to be my reality? But essentially, the facts that I picked were very emotional. So to me, they felt a certain way, or they, I don't know. For example, I have a lot of, no issues necessarily, but I'm weird about my nationality for some reason. I don't know why. And I feel when I, because I picked one of the factors, like I come from Russia, whatever. And then I wrote a whole message about how I felt about it. And the person who was correcting the homework, they were like, oh no, we didn't look for that really. Like you need to have something that is not necessarily your thoughts or emotions, but just the feeling. And they're a different thing, apparently. Like I never thought that they were different in a sense that like I thought kind of emotions and feelings are the same thing,
What's
but
the difference between emotions and feelings in your mind?
in a sense that like, oh, at least by this particular task, what needed to happen just automatic, and it's kind of like a bodily feeling. Maybe it's a sort of when you know something is right, and then when I redid the exercise, I got it because I had to write. They said like literally write, I'm a woman, my name is whatever, and my age is whatever. Like just write something that easy. And I felt kind of like you either know, like maybe that's what you're describing. You know, okay, that's true. Like what you just feel, okay, that's true. Maybe you feel it in your body, maybe you don't need to think about it or put a name to it.
Yeah, it's objective. Like I usually think objectively. Like you can't, nobody can deny unless I'm hallucinating and I'm
It's like
actually crazy that this is factual or this is true. Like you know what I mean? Like,
And apparently facts that mean something to you that's a little bit more emotional, you will also then fantasize about it a little bit and add a whole flair of whatever the kind of like the emotional
I'm glad you shared
level
that
to it.
because yeah, I'm glad you shared it. I think that's that's what I'm doing. It's not just writing down random facts and like okay, looking at them because it's partially that, but it's observing why did those facts like why are these the facts that are coming or truths that are coming out, and then also you're right. I can pull the emotion like sometimes I'm actually pull this open like I wrote down. Let me just see. I have so much written here. Let me see here. So I wrote down, what was I going to say? I wrote down, oh yeah, sort of taking the emotions out, right? So I wrote down, I feel, at one point, I wrote down, I feel doubt and fear. That was the exact sentence. And then I was like, well, hang on a sec here. Is that what I feel? I was like, is that actually, is that, I was like, what does fear mean? I looked literally look at the definition of fear. I was like, okay, what does doubt mean? I was like, oh, I don't feel fear. I feel doubt. I was like, oh, fear is like not what I'm feeling at all. Like, no, that's not at all what I'm feeling. I feel doubt. I was like, oh, that's specifically what I feel. Okay. So then, but then I go like, okay, so that's almost clinically,
Yeah.
or like, okay, this is exactly, it's like so robotic almost. But then once you have that robotic, absolutely definition correct term, you go, well, how do I feel now that I've identified that? And I go like, oh, I guess I feel like the next line was, I kept elaborating more on this doubt, right? And then I wrote down some feelings, and they're more keen as questions. I was like, does this do this? Does how about that? Do I feel like this? Does doing this task do that? Do I want this writing? And then I found a theme, and then I wrote that. I was like, oh, there's a pattern. I wrote this, and I literally in the sentence, in every single sentence, I wrote, move me forward. And I was like, that's weird. Why did I pick those three words? What does move me forward mean? I don't know what that means. I got what does that mean? And I was like, okay, moving forward equals improve, question mark. And I was like, I don't know if that's true. I have no idea. But I wrote it. And I was like, okay, let's, I was like, that's an interesting thought. So sometimes there's thoughts, right? And there's like, I don't know, true fact. I don't know, right? But it always would have come from something that was like concrete. And then I'll go back to what's concrete. It's like, okay, well, hang on. I'm going too much into the land of like, because then I get confused. Like it's just not productive. But if I stick with facts and truth and use that as a foundational point, it seems to be more productive.
No, it is, because at the end of the day, basically, sometimes the, so to speak, the static of the things that we try to like then think of can, okay, I mean, coming back to, for the specific particular task that I have been doing this month, I had to practice a lot of like clearing out the static of like thoughts, feelings, or something like that that we try to like tell us the story of. Because we tell us stories all the time. We're kind of like, well, for example, if somebody didn't text me for whatever reason, I could just think that. I could say, okay, this is true. They didn't text me. But then I could also give it a whole massive spin and try to, in my head, imagine why. And none of that is true because, obviously, dramatic as I am, I'll just imagine, I don't know. And then something crazy happened, and obviously they hate me, and we all will die, and it's horrible. And none of that, like all of that, is just static, really, because they it doesn't stem from anything. It stems from fantasy, so to speak. And it's more productive to actually live in real life and see things for what they are. But as easy as it sounds, I don't think it is easy at all. Like to not to get away with it, kind of like get into the whole fantastical, whimsical realm of
Yeah, that's a
things.
good point. I was talking to, there's two people I can think of I was talking to. I won't really say their names, but there's two people I was talking to, and this was months ago when I was using, when I was just, this is back in what, August or September of last year, and when I really started to think about this whole factual true speech and like how much it had been changing my life and how I felt really different because of it. And I was talking to two different people, and I was sharing this with them, right? And they know me well, I know them well too, and one of them was like, oh, okay, well, I feel this way about my dad. And she starts just opening up and telling me stuff like, I this really bothers me. And like, and I was like, oh, and she's telling me things that she are saying are true. And I was like, well, that's not true. Like, what I say, I was like, that's not true. She's like, what do you mean it's not true? I was like, well, that's not really what you mean, is it? She's one person that I hate my father. And I was like, okay, hang on. That's not what you mean. Is that really what you mean? Like, hang on. She's like, well, yeah, I do. I was like, no, you don't. Like, that's not true. And then I had another experience with someone else. Similar type of situation. She actually had written something and she wanted me to read it for her because she was an ascendant to someone. She's like, hey, can you read this? I want to make sure this is like all like true. And I was like, this isn't true. But I think the thing about the true thing is like, I think it's like my there's true things like it feels. How do you say this? I think factual is a good word to use, like factual. Maybe that's a better word to use sometimes because true is harder to, what does that mean? Like, but factual is an interesting word because it's like, is that a fact that everyone would agree on? And they're like, well, no. It's like, okay, well, what is a fact that everyone would agree on? And then that's, it's a whole process to then try to figure out what's a fact that everyone would then, so like I didn't phrase it that way before, but when I've talked to people, it's like, man, what's, everyone has different ideas of what true means. Even me, I'm like, I don't really know what true, like, what does that mean? What, I'm not lying? Like, does it mean people are like, yeah, I'm honest. I'm like, I would have said I'm honest before, but I'm what, more honest now? Is that like, what does that mean? Are the degrees of honesty then? Like, it's not a black and white. Like, you can't, like, what? I, because people treat it like, oh yeah, I'm honest or not honest. I guess that's how I used to treat it. What, those degrees of honesty? Like, what is, like, oh my God, I don't know. Who the hell knows? And then there's the whole problem of like, I, this is something I was struggling with here. I was actually have it written in front of me. But right before you hopped on, I was like on this line. And I was like, I was trying to figure out, okay, I'll just tell you without filtering anything. So there's like this person that I'm seeing, right? And this, we haven't gone out that much, gone out a couple times, whatever. Spoke on the phone a couple times, and like she hasn't answered this. She hasn't answered this text, and I feel like there's a lot of feelings that I have. And I'm like, well, it's not like we're in a serious relationship. We just started dating. It's been like a couple dates, whatever. Like, what feelings do you share with people? Like, if it's a friend, like, what do you tell them? Like, how, like, what do you tell? What do you not tell? It's like, I don't know. And I was in the midst of figuring that out, and I wrote down as like, again, I was trying to stick with like facts, and I was like, okay, I don't share all my feelings with everyone. I was like, well, that's a fact. I was like, okay, there isn't a single person with whom I share all my feelings. It's not even like I don't share all my feelings with everyone. There's not one person who I share all my feelings with, even me. Like, I don't even share all my feelings with
No,
whom.
I don't think.
I was like, well, that's interesting. And I was like, I don't even know what all my feelings are. Yes, factual, like, absolutely, no doubt. Right. And I was like, huh. And I was like, okay. And I kept like going down the train of thought. And I was like, well, okay, feelings are better communicated in person because of physical proximity. Like, that's probably it. Like, because that means if you're probably, I don't know if that's true. I think it is, but that's pretty darn close because you can see their body, you can see all their body language.
You can
It's
see
better,
the
right? There's something
movements and
about
stuff.
it. Right. And I was like, oh, because I was going to send a text to this person with like a few things I was thinking about. And I wrote that. I was like, oh yeah, wait a second. Maybe I should. I don't know. But I was like, well, I don't have a day and a time set with this person. Like, I'd like to see them. I was like, oh. And then I was like, this person hasn't answered my text. And I was like, oh, I got to see this person. If I like, I want to share feelings, it's probably better. And you know what I mean? Like, so the facts kind of help, but I
Trying
haven't
to.
fully elaborated where to go with it, you know?
No, but it's fair enough, though. I do believe that it's like text can be really confusing, especially when you don't really have all the cues and all the
Yeah.
like. Because sometimes, for example, I have a friend of mine. She's like one of my best friends, and we literally, I just saw her a couple hours ago, and we see each other fairly often. We like live really close by stuff. And sometimes she would like send me, when she's overwhelmed or something like that, she would send me like text messages. And sometimes we have a massive miscommunication there because in my head, I read it a certain way with a certain voice, with a certain, because, and she meant none of that, essentially. And I just argue in my brain, essentially with myself, because she may not mean half of it. It's the voice that I put in my head that will then turn it into a drama. And it took us, I mean, we've been friends for like 8 years, and there was a point in our friendship where it did cause a problem because we had like a massive miscommunication by text or something like that. We would just like be really offended towards each other for stupid things. And then we would go in person and she would tell me, oh, I meant this and this and that. And I said, oh, I meant this and this and that. And they're like, why did we even know?
Then
What
you
was the
cleared it
point
up.
of what even was the point of this whole situation? And I think that's why it's better to communicate feelings in person, and because it's a little bit more relatable. And instead, you can kind of like fix it on online as well. You don't need to wait for the person to like actually respond for to that, and you can see what the situation is. But yet again, I mean, further down the line, it's really important to communicate what is the, like, I don't know, communicate about communication even, because I think it's one of the issues. Because like, I'm very, for example, one of the things that I'm very grateful about my current relationship is that we do, I don't know how, but we kind of mastered the communication thing. It's marvelous. I don't know how this all came to, but the thing is, we are not afraid of telling each other just like straight to the face. for example, oh, I don't want to talk about anything right now. I don't want to see you right now. Let me just go to another room. I don't want to see you right now. There is no, like, nobody's trying to read into that too much and say, oh, that's because they hate me. That's because,
yeah.
No, it's just, it's literally, as I said,
right.
I just don't want to see you right now, you or anyone. And it works when these things also are heard and listened to, in a sense that, like, not to read into it and to try to, I guess it's the factual stuff. Like, the fact is that, well, it can be me, it can be him. Like, he can say, oh, I don't want to talk to you right now, something like that. I had to learn how to not to fantasize about it and say, oh, that's because this and that, and it's horrible, and we will die. And then, because
and
in
we
my
will
experience,
die.
And we will die, essentially. I always think that. Oh, man. Because I think dramatic outcomes, I learned, actually, that's one of the things I learned about myself, I think this week, over these 2 weeks.
Wow,
I learned
okay.
That it's a new thing, a new development.
Great.
I just
You
learned.
get a, I get an exclusive.
New development of my mental state. No, essentially, I figured out that I sometimes perceive the most mundane things as a literal death threat, like by the body delivery, because I started to listen to my body delivery reactions and, like, the whole thing about what is true and what not as well. And I realized that my body reacts to an email as if it was, I don't know what it seems like, what is it that scares me that much about literally responding to an email? Nobody's going to murder me. It's not, but I feel like there's some sort of a threat out of it. And actually, I spoke to one of my students. We were speaking about, she was talking about her fear of public speaking, and we were just trying to explore why is that and stuff like that. She's very advanced. And I just realized that her fear of public speaking and my fear of emails or, I don't know, things of a kind are the same thing, in a sense that, like, she's afraid of public speaking because she thinks that as she speaks, people are going to judge her. There is a, like, this is the threat essentially. So she feels like she's shaking. She feels like her voice is shaking. She feels like, it's a physical reaction to, like, oh my God, they're going to attack me or something like that. And I don't feel that when speaking to, like, in a public event or when performing stuff like that at all. But I feel a similar reaction because I think the person behind the screen, because I can't see them. Ah, and on stage, I can see everyone. I was like, well, nobody, clearly,
no one's
with
trying
my
to kill
eyes,
me.
No one's trying to kill me. But it seems the things that I have to do, like, beyond the screen, they may, you know what I mean? I don't see them behind the screen. So maybe in my brain somehow, I don't know. And it's funny because when I think about it and I put it into words, I think that's stupid, obviously. Because clearly nobody's murdering me. But my body just, like, feels that's the case for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate in a, not in a death way, because I don't think people are trying to kill me, but I can relate with, I don't know, like, I associate responsiveness and reliability with care and love.
So
if someone is not responsive or not reliable, like, I get really, I have to then understand what, why, like, Colton, for example, like, he used to, I've had conversations in the past. I had conversations like, yo, like, I text you sometimes and you don't answer. Like, I have to, like, call you to get a hold of, like, sometimes, like, it's like, what is happening? Like, what, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. And after talking to him, it's like, oh, I see what's going on. Like, he doesn't have notifications on his phone. He doesn't live off his phone. Like, he does, he uses it, but it's not really his life. And it took us a conversation to, like, for me to understand, like, how is his brain work? So, like, he answers, but it might take him, like, longer than it takes, for example, like, you met Paola, for example, 2 weeks ago. Like, Paola's, like, fast, like, everything, within the hour, like, she's always just super responsive, right? She has her phone, right? And just answers. But it's, like, a different style. Like, one of my best friends, I have, like, a few best friends, but definitely not one of the best friends. Like, I had a re just recently actually had a conversation with him, and I was like, dude, you, and I don't want to get too much into it, but there's a part of the conversation was around responsiveness and reliability. It was like those two things, responsiveness and reliability. And it wasn't until I had the conversation with him to bring it up and hear his perspective of like where he's coming from that I was like, oh, now it doesn't bug me as much. Because I see what he's, I understand what's going on in his mind when he's not as responsive. Reliable is not the right word for him, but let's just stick with responsive for now. When he's not responsive in the way that I would like him to be responsive, I know now what's going on. I understand the psychology behind it, so I don't care. And I also now understand, like, oh, this is not the kind of guy that texts. Like he does text, but it's not his preferred method of communication. That's not how he operates. Okay, good to know. So now I know how to act around him, and it doesn't bug me whatsoever. I also realize that, well, not necessarily for him, but for other people, they have, like for friends, for example, or relationships, works in both cases. They have different needs for how much time you spend together and how often you talk. So I have a friend, for example, who doesn't need to see their friends often for them to feel the same feelings that they feel towards their friend. Like, if you don't see this friend for 2 years, that friend will still feel towards you exactly the same as, 2 years ago. Whereas for me, no, I need to see you. Like,
I
it's really
see.
important that I, like, I, it's really important that it's
I
just
see
so
more
interesting.
interesting.
Yeah, it's just
No, it's
bizarre.
very interesting because I'm this other type. Like I have friends. I was talking about that also maybe a couple of weeks ago, something like that. I figured out that I don't need to, like, all my friends are by default my friends in a sense that like I don't feel any different towards them. So I sometimes forget to, well, not necessarily forget to check on them or something like that, but it's kind of, I have a lot of friendships that I've developed on, for example, a previous workplace or something like that. No, they don't live in the same city, maybe they've moved out, we no longer work together, we don't see each other as often. But I have a friend, for example, of mine who every once a blue moon, they will just text me and say, "Oh, I'm in town. Do you want to go out?" And I'll just go out and we'll have exact as if we were yesterday, we just like left work. We're gossiping about everyone. Well, I mean, not necessarily gossiping about everyone, but kind of like the style of communication is as if he heard my news yesterday. I'll just update him on today's, but it might as well also be a year of stuff. And I don't know. And it doesn't bother me at all. Whereas I have a couple of friends whom I then, like, for example, this other friend that I was talking to you about, she needs to, like, for example, one of the arguments that we used to have is like, "Oh, you don't care about me because you never ask me, like, ¿qué tal?" I'm like, you must not care, ¿qué tal?" And I was like, "No, I do, but I just don't know if, like, what's the point?" And because, like, you just come to me when something happens. Like, I don't know to know. But now, since we've had this conversation and we figured it out, I deliberately like ask her, even though it's not my nature, I don't really like doing so, but I know it's important to her and I'll just do it. I mean, I won't die if I had to die. You know what I mean? That's doesn't really, in a sense that like I do have friends whom I deliberately keep in touch with daily, weekly, or whatever. But that's most so on their preference. And then my preference is the opposite. I just like, I don't know, my friends back at home, for example, back in Russia, given the circumstances, we don't see each other obviously as often. But if I now come home, we'll sit on the table, we'll just have the same. I can count on that, for example. And also, if something dramatic happens to me or to them at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. or something like that, if they're calling on the phone, I'll pick up. And if I'm calling on the help phone, they will pick up and they will help if they can, or at least to listen to. Like, they're not going to be mad if I haven't talked to them for 2 years and then 2 a.m. give them a call. We'll talk. Something like that.
Yeah, it makes me think of frame of references. So there's a podcast that I kind of follow. I say kind of follow because I don't follow all of it. A lot of the content doesn't interest me, but some of the content Let's say there's an individual who has some very useful advice in terms of how people communicate. And I've talked to I think I might have talked about him once on this podcast before, and his name is Andrew Bustamante. Bustamante, basically. He might that might not be his real name because he was a C, he used to be a CIA spy, so he might have changed his name now that he's not and whatever. But he talks a lot about a lot of topics, but one of the topics we'll talk about is his communication strategies that he learned in his work at the CIA that apply to real life. Sometimes the things that he shares, I think I've said this on the podcast, they could be used for good or evil. Like you could kind of take it in one of two ways. And I don't know, he's even said CIA hires for people that are morally flexible. And so when I listen to him talk, I'm like, you probably are a very morally flexible individual. But if you can take some of the wheat from the chaff and just take the skills and use it in a way that if he was moral, it can be very useful. So I always preface when I say that I follow this stuff, because some of the stuff I'm like, ugh, what are people going to think of me if they see me following him? Like, ugh, are they going to associate me with the wrong ideas? Like, anyway, because regardless. So one thing he talks about is I heard him talk about the concept of truth in a podcast. The podcaster said that he tries to say what's true. And then Andrew was like, well, yeah, but true combines facts and beliefs. And the podcaster goes, what do you mean? What do you mean? He's like, well, you can have multiple truths based on what your analytical overlay is. So how you the lenses you see the world through based on your growth, where you grew up, your experiences, your DNA, will then influence what's true. And that what you're saying might be true for you, and it genuinely actually might be true, right? But the opposite thing all might also be true. And the thing that matters is that how you grew up will influence that's true for you, but it's not true for someone else, even though both things actually might actually be true. So one thing he was saying is when you talk to people, well, I don't know if he said this, but this is the little thing I realized, like, oh, actually what he said, I remember what he said, and I was like, ugh, that's probably true, but boy, so you gotta be careful because that could be very manipulative. He said is like when he talks to people, he will temporarily adopt their frame of reference and talk to them with their frame of reference. So whatever is going to be true for you, he'll talk that way. And I was like, that can be good, but it also can really screw with your own psyche because you got to take anyway, that's a whole separate conversation. But what I realized when he said that, I was like, oh yeah, everyone does have their own frame of reference and everything. So, I'll demonstrate an example. My mom the other day, actually this has been something recurring. When she grew up, my grandma, if my grandma was working anything in the house, my mom would always drop what she's doing and work until my grandma's work was done. With the cleaning the kitchen, she would go clean the kitchen until everything was clean. So my mom would stop always. If her mom, my grandma was working, she'd stand up and just work. She would never sit when my grandma wasn't sitting, and she would help her. It's how she is, right? And she grew up that way. So for me though, like me growing up, that's not at all how my brain functions. I function as I'm more than happy to help around the house. Now, when I was younger, probably not, I'd whine and complain. But a lot of it probably came from this too, there, where it's like, as an adult, like I don't care. I'll help with whatever. But do not, I will not. If you're working now, it doesn't mean I'm working now. But if I know that you're gonna do these eight jobs and I have these eight jobs or whatever it is, however it's split up, just let me do those eight jobs when and how I want, as long as it's done in that time frame that we both agreed upon. But the problem is my mom's frame of reference is not that. So she's not anymore. It's obviously I'm older now and who cares? It doesn't really matter. But when I was younger, like it'd be cause major problems because like I would be sitting. It's like, why aren't you like helping? I was like, I don't know, like Google, like you see me working. I was like, I do. Why aren't you doing something? I was like, well, you're just sitting there eating your dinner. I was like, well, you know, but it's a different frame
I
of
see.
reference, right?
I sometimes feel this way in other people's households. Like, I never know. Anytime I go somewhere for like some place, like to a person's house, I never know whether to help or not, because I just try to like watch everyone, because I never, because I've gotten into trouble for both. For like going ahead and trying to help, and the person would be like, "Oh no, don't do that," because like I have my own ways. Like I prefer for people not to touch my stuff and stuff. I'm like, which is fair enough, in a sense that like obviously all of us have our own way of doing things, and somebody else comes in and tries to help. that's an not annoying necessarily, but it's kind of like that's not going to be done the way I want it to do. Or then if you sit down and do nothing, sometimes it's perceived as that you're just like trying to basically you're rude or lazy or something like that. So yeah, no, I can see how I can understand both. This, for example, this example was pretty clear for me because I can understand both things, and I have experienced precise as kind of like trying to like, what do they do here? Like, what is the code of operation? And I must say something that you mentioned before is really interesting. As a teacher, as a question, as a teacher, do you not adapt to whatever the student's personality is sometimes? I do that all
Yes.
the time. I'll be whoever you want me to be, honestly. I'm really sorry to all the students who may be listening to this, and I don't do that deliberately or to manipulate, but I do shift my personality a lot. Not even consciously necessarily, oh my God, I'm going to be more fun or I'm going to be more, but I'll be whoever the person wants me to be. Because this hour they pay for me to be that. I
You're an
see it that
actress. You're
way.
paid as an actress.
Yeah, essentially, because sometimes I don't know, most of the things are genuine as well. I'm not trying to like be different, but sometimes knowing, for example, if a person will speak more if I argue with them a little bit or something like that, if I present a counter argument, they will end up like trying to convince me. I must admit, sometimes I deliberately just speak the opposite view and wind them up. Not wind them, I mean, I'm never rude, but I'm kind of like, oh, but isn't this and that? And they're like, no, because da, 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 da. I'm like, yes. And I may even agree with their initial point, but I just wanted them to. Or if they feel a little bit less confident, I'll just adapt, I don't know, like a different sort of more, not necessarily more friendly, but I do read people and I do try to be similar to them to kind of mimic what they are a little bit. With the shyer person, I'll be more like I'll kind of be a little bit more tame or something like this. I don't know. So I don't think it's necessarily wrong.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's interesting too, because one thing I've been learning recently, more quite a bit more recently than the past, is like people really aren't consciously, okay, two things. People aren't consciously aware of who they are, number one. And then people, a lot of people don't think about that. Like I think about it. So I'll be like, I'll really think, like, why did I do that? Like, what drove me to do it? Like, what idiot part of my brain decided, or what amazing part of my brain is like, why did I do, like, what was going on, right? And I'll really try to figure things like what's going on in my head. I think about it, right? But a lot of people don't. And so I've been realizing more and more, probably over the past couple of months, where something is blatantly not, how do I say this? Where I'll notice something about them and I think that they know and they have no clue. Or like I'll ask a question, which I think is like just an easy question to answer, like, oh, like why? And they'll be like, and I've been told multiple times in the past couple months, like, oh, you ask really hard questions. Like, oh, I was, and I've been thinking, like, oh, because people don't think about, like, my one of my uncles, he listens to this very particular type of music that I don't listen to. And I was just, we're talking about music one day, and he's like, I listen to this, I listen to that, I listen to blah. And I just noticed right off the bat, he doesn't listen to any music with vocals. Like it's all traditional, classical, or whatever. And I was like, oh, you don't like music with vocals? He's like, what? I was like, oh, you listen to like all classical or like all. I said, he's like,
Instrumental.
oh, I. And he kind of stopped and thought, yeah, I guess most of it's instrumental. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, is that, have you always been that way? Just curious. He goes, I don't know. I mean, I guess I, yeah, I guess I like it. And he's like, oh, and he didn't know what to say. And I said, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of instrumental, and I just kept talking. I listened like this, I listened to this, and I just outlined what I listened to, and relative, I don't know, pretty articulately, I guess. And then he goes, I think I asked him one more thing about music, and he goes, wow, you ask really hard questions. I don't know. And I was like, how do you, like, you don't know what music you listen to? Or like I asked
No,
someone,
but
like
you never like have a
oftentimes, like I asked
pattern.
someone on a date actually recently. I asked her, she was too. She's like, oh, it's a hard question. I think I asked her. I asked her, she free, oh yeah. She talks about how much she doesn't like live, how much she doesn't like living here. It's like not her favorite place to be. And how she loved, like absolutely loved being in a different country. And she said multiple times she told me that. those contrasts. I don't like living here. Here's why. It's not my favorite place. I feel like it's slow, blah, blah, blah. I loved living over here. She just lived somewhere else. And it was like so amazing and like this. And I was like, oh, why haven't you moved? And oh, and then she's
Yeah.
doing her math. She's doing her studies here in Calgary and like trying to get certified to like in the certification to like work here. And I was like, that makes no sense. I don't understand. I was like, why? Why don't you just go live over there? You used to live there. Just move there. She said, it's so easy to be there, so easy to go. I was like, why haven't you left? She's like, oh, it's a hard question. You ask hard
No, but
questions.
it is. I don't know, but see, that's something that fascinates me about you, and I think that what makes you successful, essentially. I found the key to your success just now,
Okay.
essentially. I'll tell you everything. I'm a clairvoyant now.
Okay.
No, but in the sense that, like, I reckon you just don't see the necessary. I don't know how to explain that, but between what we really want, if I can speak, that would be great. But the thing is, we started with that. Know that something that you really want and the steps that you need to take, they are evident if you just like sit down and actually think about it, because you can achieve pretty much anything if you put your mind to that, but not in a crazy hippie way. But it's kind of like, yeah, if you don't like it here, the next logical step would be just move elsewhere, as in move. And if you clearly like it there, yeah, that's A and B. You just move from A to B. But the thing is, human brain doesn't work this way, in a sense that usually you will have 1,000 million excuses that you put yourself, and you even never seen the point B. Like, there is a kind of like a plateau of imaginary stuff that everybody just like tells themselves that keeps them from going ahead and achieving the thing,
That's what I've been
essentially.
learning because I also have them too, but I'm quite aware that I'm aware that they're there. It's like if you ask me why I haven't got a personal trainer, I'm like, there's like at least seven reasons why I haven't gotten a trainer yet. And like, yeah, I want one, but like there are things I have not worked through that make it hard.
But I
Like,
think that would,
right?
like, in one of your letters, oh, letters, emails, you said it's like, well, people say you're weird. I think this is the, let's say, the weird part about you, but I think it's actually the good part, in a sense that, like, you logicize things a lot, but you do it in a creative, not in creative way. I don't know how to explain that, but kind of like, you don't just analyze things and you're like robot-like, but at the same time, you have a very quick way of like linking things together, I guess. Like, you link things together, I would reckon, quicker than an average person. And that's what makes you see things a little bit like clearer. And there are many people who would just not think in this sort of mindset. Like, I, for example, I don't think like that at all. Like, easy 90% of the things that I want to do in my life, I don't do, just because I don't even kind of like connect them. Like, I don't see them. Essentially, for example, I was complaining about how I don't like this house and everything is horrible and I want to move and whatever. I haven't moved. And up until now, I didn't put like any solution to the fact that I live in a horrible house. And then I had to go on holiday, just kind of like reset the whole brain. I came home and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'll just can clean the house. Wow. Literally, how is that difficult? How
But
did
you
I
know,
not
here's the thing
think of
though. You remind me of one of my friends because I just learned this
it?
a couple of weeks ago. I just learned this and I was like, oh, he helped me clue something in that. So he, one thing I was frustrated, this is my one friend that I had a tough conversation with. One of the things that he did that used to frustrate me is that he will talk out his thoughts and he'll say the things he wants to do and what's bought, he'll say them, right? But what he's doing is him talking is not, it might not even be true what he's saying. He's just trying to process something and he's trying to almost like, it's almost like he's trying to talk himself into doing, not talk himself, but he's talking about things. And when he says he wants to do it, what that means is his meaning of I want to do this is very different than my meaning of I want to do this. They're different meanings of what they mean to us. For him, it means I want to do this probably in the next 3 years.
Yeah,
Whereas for me, if
eventually.
I'm saying I want to, like I'm thinking of, like I've wrote I want to like 5x my business, it might take me years to do that, But I feel like when I say, yeah, I think I want to do that, I even say, I think I want to do that, because I know I might not want to do that. I haven't fully decided. But the second I say I want to do it, that means I'm going to
It's
start
on.
like today. But that's because for me, wanting means like I'm going to start
Intention.
soon, like soon. I don't know, tomorrow, today, next
Has
week, like
it,
pretty soon.
does it have any relationship with, I'm not necessarily think, because coming back to languages, I was just random thought. Do you think the meaning of the word want in the mix of the languages that you speak came to this conclusion or something? Like, I don't know how to even phrase that. But do you think it is because the
No,
word
I think it's a
want?
DNA thing. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know how they teach math in Russia. When they teach subtraction in Canada, and maybe they change it, I don't know. But when I was a kid, they would use the word borrow. So let's say it's like 21 on top minus 32. And you can't do one, the 21 on, or sorry, 32, no, sorry, 32 minus 23. There we go. 32 minus 23. At the top, you have the two and the three, right? Two on top, three on the bottom. You see what I'm saying? You can't do two minus three. It doesn't work. You see what I'm saying? You can't do that. You borrow, sorry, you bor they would say you, I forget how they actually do it now. I just do it in my head now, but there's a system where you how do they do it actually? But they are using the word borrow. Borrow means you give something, then you give it back. The thing is, in the math equation, they never gave the one back. They don't give it back. And I used to be so con I hated subtraction. I never understood subtraction. I was like, what is happening? And I wasn't very, I
Love
couldn't, ex now I'm much better at ex like explaining what's going on in my head. But when I was a kid, I couldn't do it. I really couldn't explain with
that.
words. And people found it very frustrating. Even now, it's kind of tricky. But, you know, as a kid, it was even worse. I couldn't explain in words what I was thinking or feeling. So I would just stare at you and be like, I don't understand. What don't you get? I don't know. I just don't understand. That's what I would say. Like, it was like pulling out nails. And finally, I think my mom or someone was like, "Well, when do you give it back?" She's like, "Give what back?" So you borrowed the one. When do you give the one back? She's like, "What do you mean? I was like, "Well, you borrowed it, so you got to give it back." I don't,
That's
like,
the whole
where is it
point.
being given back? And I was like, "No, you're not borrowing. You're just like, it's not borrowing. You're doing this. Oh, it's not borrowing. No, you're taking. Oh, you just take a one. Yeah, you take a one. Oh, and then you can do it. Oh, it is taking. It's not borrowing." Well, why have they said borrow? It's like, I don't know. It's what we all say. It's like, no, it's taking.
No, I see. No, I don't know. It's kind
I was like,
of,
well, six. Yeah.
isn't it? No, it's an interesting, but see, but that's what isn't, but it's fascinating that you ended up being a language teacher and the language learner, because at the end of the day, in the more languages you know, the more confused, logically, by that definition, the more confused you should be. But I think it just gave you like more and more tools essentially to matter, like precise the things. I don't know, that's quite cool. I'm the opposite. Honestly, I'm the opposite. I feel very comfortable with like gray areas and stuff like that when the things are unclear or something. I think if I can call myself like intelligent or something like that, that's where I'm intelligent. I get things that are even half explained. Like I kind of can draw a missing point to things quite often. And like I'll kind of figure, like that's how I see patterns, for example. I'll see the pattern by adding the things that are not shown necessarily, some stuff like that. But that's why I was horrible at math, because it's too precise to me. Because one little thing, because art, for example, in art, one little thing that's not quantified, that's not perfect, it's not gonna spoil the picture. And it can even sometimes add to it. That's why I'm comfortable with that. In math, stupid minus somewhere, that's it.
You're
The
done.
whole thing, you're done. The whole thing. I hated that so much when I was a
Me
child, to be
too.
honest.
Me too.
Man, it was so annoying. And I don't know, it's kind of like, to me, for example, thinking about intentions, what you really want and things, stuff like that, for me, it's so tainted. Like I'd never know what I want in the sense of like, I'm now currently learning how to intuitively like choose stuff. And I find this knowledge to be useful, and I find the money that I spend well spent, even though half of the time we do whimsical stuff that is like, oh, for example, today, in this practice, you're going to be starting, I don't know, choosing your clothes intuitively, and you need to relay the feedback as to how you felt because you dress in a certain way. Obviously, not for everyone, but like, it kind of makes sense to me. I started doing that, and I was able to then eventually clean the house. See, I mean, clean the house. It's nowhere near finished, but I already in my head, which is the most clear part, I already in my head see exactly what it's going to look like, and that means that it will be finished. What once it's a little bit like you. Once I already have it in my brain that it's going to be achieved, I will get there. Thing is, I never do. Like I'll say, I want a clean house, and there is not automatically like a picture of a clean house in my brain. No. 6 months and a holiday. And
Then you'll
like, oh
clean the house.
yeah, oh actually, what, because something has to trigger it. In this case, for example, what triggered the change, so to speak, was the holiday and the fact that I figured out how to clean the mold of the walls. It turns out you can definitely do that. Like, no, mold is not going to, well, it probably will kill you, but not anymore, luckily, in my case, but it's easier than I thought. Because I obviously thought in my head, it's like, I need to, I don't know, I need to hire a whole brigade of people. They need to reconstruct the whole house, and it's a lot of money. I can't afford it. The landlord is going to be really upset with me because of that. Or I need to call him. But if I call the landlord, what if he, it, and then the act of calling the landlord triggered the whole like murder response because somehow he's, I dream about. No, like no joke. Dream about as a nightmare. Genuinely about like the landlord buzzing the door. That's a nightmare to me. I wake
Oh,
up like
really?
it's like he is he on that too? Worst case scenario, he's gonna open the door and say hello. Like what is my expectation there? No,
Yeah.
but I like scared of it. Like literally, but none of that was required. You need to, literally what you need to do apparently. Buy a spray, spray it, gone. That's it.
That's it. Done.
That was
Easy.
it. Yeah, no, I mean, well, now it goes places. Now I feel much better
I heard a
because of
great I heard a great quote the other day. I was like, oh, it's really interesting. It was like, fear is a mile, wait, a mile long but an inch wide. So like, it's really long, but you can just step over it. So you take like one baby step and it's done, like gone. You're like, oh, that's it, that's it. Oh, I just buy spray and then it's over. Oh, wow.
No, but it's literally like, as in, I'm fascinated at this discovery because it's like, it's nowhere near, and emails, for example, stuff like that. Obviously, after I have written the email and the question and I got the response, I then retrospectively think, why? What was the issue there? Well, why was I even afraid of that? But no, I still am. It's emails and the government stuff. I'm petrified of the government. I'm literally, I think that if I ever go to speak to them, it's whole also nightmare-inducing situation. And nobody has ever, like, if anything, anytime I go there, they just will tell me, oh, tranquila, tu tranquila, no pasa nada, tu tranquila, todo está bien, tu. And you would just say there, it's like, how can I be tranquila? Like, do you not realize you're about to murder me? Like, how is this? I don't know.
You
I
think
have no
everyone's trying
idea.
to kill
No,
you?
I don't know. And I don't know where it even comes from because, like, I mean, logically, it had to come from some. Nobody has ever, like, murdered me. Like, it's never happened to
Well,
me.
obviously, no one's murdered you because.
No, but the whole point is, like, if I have some
Or
sort
you
of, like,
did and you cast a spell to bring yourself back to life. Witchcraft!
basically witchcraft, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm miserably, I'm not failing necessarily the witch course, but I'm behind on the witch course as well. It's how can you be, but well, yeah, life.
Life.
Yeah. So weird like that. Oh well, here we are, here we are. I was going to ask you something, hold on.
Gonna ask you something too, and I can't remember what it was. Something what seemed, I was thinking, I can't remember now.
What
Oh,
it,
yeah. Go you first.
No. I was just going to ask you about the memory because I feel that people who are capable of, for example, consecutive translation or like even synchronous translation, they tend to have a very bad long-term memory. And by long term, I mean like 5 minutes ago memory, like even that term. I don't know. How about you? Do you have a good memory?
So that's a complicated question.
Ha My turn
Aha, complicated question.
to
Well, there's a lot of ways to answer that. That's why it's complicated. Because, well, listen, when you ask, that's what I think that's complicated, because like there's so many ways I could answer that. There's like so many answers I can give you that are all right. Like which path do I go down? So okay, on one hand, I do have a bad long-term memory because we could talk about something. Like I couldn't tell you what we talked about last time on the podcast. I
Neither.
couldn't tell you what, like sometimes I'll talk to someone and they'll told me something and I won't remember. Like literally one of the girls that I'm seeing, like I remember telling her the second time, so I was like, hey, I know you told me what you do for work, and like I just need you to tell me all again because I don't think I remember. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but I'm gonna try very hard to remember, but I need you to tell me it again. And so like it's hard to remember, but I think it's because I think it's because I talk to a lot of people, maybe.
Maybe.
But then on the other hand though, like what does it mean to have long term? Someone says something and you remember it later. That's what long term
Do you
memory is.
remember films, for example? You watch a film, do you remember it?
Yeah, mostly. Sometimes I'll forget, like sometimes, like, oh, I can't fully, but yeah, generally, yes, generally.
All right.
Yeah,
Well, you're
generally.
better than me then. I don't remember. I can watch. Okay, so the other day I went all excited to do my piano lesson with my because I have a book that I brought from Russia with like notes, and I was really excited about playing one specific piece. And I was raving all about it to my piano teacher. I was like, oh, we're going to do this one next time. He's like, oh, great. And I think I didn't clock on the fact that he was like weirded out by that because I was so excited about it. I go there and I was like, okay, well, today we're going to be doing this one. I open the sheets and it has already been done by the me and this
Oh, by you.
busy.
Oh, I was like, oh, by
Yes.
someone. I
No, it like all the
was about
like
to ask you
because
who did it.
it was me, apparently. He was like, yeah, well, I remember you doing that. I just didn't want to upset you in the sense that like you were so excited about this new and different thing that you were going to do, and it's not
See,
really.
that kind of thing I can relate to because I'm there's an absent mind. Okay, there's absent-mindedness and there's long-term memory. I think they're separate, right? Like I can be absent-minded all the time. Like I like here's how I find my slippers. I'm wearing slippers right now and I need to because it's cold, right? I take my slippers off anywhere I want, and then I don't know where I took them off, and the next time I wear them is the next time I find them. So I'll be like, where are my
Relatable.
slippers? I don't know where they are. I guess when I
Relatable.
find them, I'll put them on. And then one sometimes they're gone for a long time. It'll be like months will go by, and however I've walked through my house, I've never bumped into my slippers. I'm like, where are they? Where did I put them? And it's like, wow, I like, for example, we had a mattress. Or actually, lots of, I mean, yeah, I have tons of examples. Like I once told, I once told my mom, this is a while back. I once told her, it's like, hey, you want to get me like a gift? I don't need birthday gift. I don't need anything, right? I was like, but if you want to get me something, because she's really bugging me, I was like, just like hide loonies or toonies or $5. Loonies, $1 coin, $1 coin, $2 coin, or like a $5, like small denominations of money, nothing more than a five, and just put it somewhere that I might find it. Because then I'll find it and think I put it there and think, like, oh, wow, there's a loonie over here. Where did this dollar come from? Must be. All right, what am I gonna buy with this? And I'll like try and figure out what I'll buy with it. And I don't care. Like it might be a donut. Who I can't buy a donut for a dollar anymore, but it's like $5.
No.
Wow. And then I'll wonder, like one time I found a $50 bill in my wallet. I found $50. And I was like, why is there $50 in my wallet? When did I don't have $50 bills. I don't have cash. I don't just have cash like that. Just,
No.
you know, I was like, what? What? And I left it in there. I did not spend it. I didn't use it. I left it in there for like well over a week, and I was like, nope, I'm not. I don't know where that came from. I thought about it, and I was like, it was like a sense of awe. $50 showed up. I was like, where? How? I don't understand. And it was like the highlight of 2 weeks of my life that $50 showed up out of nowhere. I was like, huh. And then I remembered, oh yeah, my grandma gave me my birthday present, it's $50 bill. Oh yeah. And then I lost
I
all
will not.
magic. I was like, oh, it just went, oh, okay. But for a while, I didn't touch it. left it. So I told once when I was like, hey, yeah, just but don't give me 50. That's too much. Like maximum $5. $5 will do it. And 50, I said, I'll know something's up because I'll be like, something's
Yeah.
wrong. And I'll really try to think. But five, I'll be like, oh, I must have like
I
had
must have
$5
misplaced
and just
it.
put it in like my bed for some reason. And now it's in my bed. Like,
Man.
oh, okay. And I won't even know you're giving it to me. And then
I
she tried it, but it
relatable.
was too heavy-handed. I kept finding $5 bills everywhere. And I was like, hey.
You see, it's skewed though. So I don't know. I'm like that. Sleeper thing, 100% relatable. Sleepers, I do that with like, I once found, okay, so once I went on, the first time I actually went here to Santiago, it was for a month, and my mom gave me like cash money for to spend, like allowance, sort of. And I tried to like budget it throughout the months because I was like, okay, well, obviously I need to eat on this money. I can't like, no one is going to send me anymore. So that's it. That's the money. And I deliberately like hid, like put it in a, so no, not the roommates can find it or something like that. I like sort of hid it and I budgeted it. But somehow, because I'm terrible at math, I accidentally budgeted 100 euros less. And I thought I've spent all of my money that I've budgeted, great. And last night, when I was packing my things, I
Like
opened the
literally
drawer.
last night?
Yeah, no, last night, the
Oh,
last night
okay
of the
then, yeah.
journey, I just opened the drawer and there's 100 euro bill. Man, it was the best day of my life. I know, for a fact, I just was stupid enough to forget about it, but I didn't remember it at all. I was like, oh, wow. And yeah, obviously, how old was I? Maybe 18, something like that. Obviously, we went out. I invited everyone. It was back in the day when 100 euros was like a big deal. And I just invited all my friends to like drinks and stuff. It's like, we're celebrating. This is amazing. This is the best day ever. No, but for example, genuinely, I can watch, I'll play, I, for example, video games, I play this literally the same one, just the one series of games. I just play it over and over again and it entertains me for life. Because, and it's like a detective game and I can replay it pretty much every
Is it
year.
because you forget?
Yeah, I don't remember who's the culprit anymore.
Really?
Like,
Oh,
yeah.
interesting.
It's still, because I can't risk finding something that I'm not going to enjoy. But this one I know for a fact I will, because I've played it a
Oh,
thousand times
interesting.
already. And
Oh, because oh
I'll
wow.
just play it one more time and I don't know.
Because
And
I
literally.
rewatch or replay things too, but it won't be because I don't remember. It's because I
No,
know
I
what's
don't
gonna
remember
happen, so I
anything.
can anticipate. Oh, this is the good part here. Oh, it's coming, it's coming. Oh, it's happened again. And then I
No. I can't rewatch shows. Like, okay, maybe not yearly. Maybe not yearly. At least if at least 1 year has passed, it's a new show. I said I'll enjoy it. I'll forget the whole thing unless it's a big twist. So unless I've spoken about it, if it's like fundamentally like a massive twist that I can't help forgetting because I don't know, then I won't. But it's like if it's a little detail, like for example with this game. Literally every single game, there are 32 of them. Every single game has the same exact format, also. There are five people, five characters, and one of them is the culprit. And they are pretty much equally as bad. Well, not necessarily equally as bad, but as you play, you can't really tell. It usually is revealed at the very last second, and all of them are equally kind of like rubbish. And they have all their motives, so it can be anyone, really. That's why there is no, it's not a massive, as in, it's not like twisty enough for you to be like, wow, oh my God, that's this guy. And yeah, I even sometimes I go on Reddit of this game and people would discuss like, oh, who's your like least favorite villain? And they will list names and I have no idea what this, and I've played it 1,000 times and I'm like, oh, the villain of whatever the name of the game, and I'll be like, ah, which one? Who's that? And I will not even recall like the
Right.
face of the character or something like that. Not at all. I don't know. And I find it really weird because I just will completely forget things. For example, I don't know, I went to a restaurant with my friend once, and I was like, wow, I really like this place. It's really cool. And she like stares at me, she's like, what's wrong with you? We've been here. Like I literally like she shows me a picture of us being in this restaurant. I'm like, no, that's impossible. That can't be because like I'm, this is the first time I'm here.
I feel like I should like give you like should like quiz you on stuff that like we've worked on together to see if you remember.
No, I
That'd
do.
be
If
hilarious.
it's, see,
Did you
work-related
ever
stuff.
work on textbooks to help people learn a language by themselves?
No, I
No, I
did.
never did that. Like, yeah, you
No,
did.
I don't.
Really?
See,
Yeah, you did.
it has a quirk. It's also for leisure. For work, I will remember odd stuff, such as, for example, now that you mentioned the textbooks, I remember exactly how I outlined them and like where I got the picture. I can see them, but I don't know why. Why do I need this and not the restaurant that I've been to?
Yeah, when you ask like the
So,
long-term memory question, when you ask that, like it was a hard question to answer because I think it's situational. Like in some cases, I have none, but in other cases, like I remember, like for example, about the restaurants. Like I would never, even if 10 years had passed, forget if I'd been to a restaurant with a specific person. I would probably almost certainly be like, yeah, we came here probably like 8 years ago. Like I might be able to tell you, like it's probably back in 2012. And they'd be like, how do you know? It's like, oh, because like we came here when blah 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 blah. Like we were probably still cleaning windows together. And then remember how we always have Slurpees? Well, that one time we had Slurpees and then we decided to stop. Like I might even like I might remember it completely. But I think the same it's probably because like same for movies. I'll remember movies because I know the I understand the character. I could put myself in the shoe of the character. It's almost like I lived it. Right? Whereas, yeah, it's probably like if I can picture myself as if I feel like I lived it. But if it's like something that you
I
just
see.
told me, yeah, because often when I talk to people, I can, yeah, that's right. Because often I will not remember facts about a person. That's right. I'll forget facts about someone, but I will understand what kind of person they are, but I won't remember facts about them. Like, oh, where do you work? I can't remember. Like, I don't know where Colton works right now. Actually, I do because it's such a funny story, but I do know kind of. But
That's
like
because
I don't
it's a whole
know
context about it.
like I don't
I
know
don't
like I might know someone for like 2 years and not know something super simple and basic about them. I'll be like, but yeah, I was teaching this
know.
one boy that I teach, he's five. I teach another boy who's seven. They both go to the same school and they're both friends. And I didn't know what school I didn't realize they went to the same school because I was like, I never knew what school he went to. I knew one boy what school he went to, the other one I didn't know. And the one that I didn't know was like my nephew. And I was like, one day I was like, hey, what school do you go to? I don't even know what school you go to. Like, I don't know that fact about you. He's like, I go to this school. And I was like, wait, do you know this kid? What? And let's call him Sam. Sam? You mean Sam, like in the car club or whatever he said? Yeah. I know Sam. I was like, how long have you known him? I mean, how he's like, how long have you known Sam? I was like, years. Me too. Like I have not known
Know.
what school you go to, like because I won't know facts. Yeah, that's right. I don't
Yeah.
know facts about people. Not often. I don't care often. What I care is more like what kind of I'll remember their personality. So you'll tell me a
Personality in
fact,
this currency.
and I'll put facts together, and then I'll like create a personality profile. And it's like, oh, you're like that, and I'll forget the yeah, and I'll forget the facts, but I'll remember what kind of person you are. But I won't remember if
Yeah.
facts led me to think it. And then
It's
it's like,
like
what do I do
so.
for work? It's like I don't know. But I do know that
But
you're a very, you must do something that's highly detail oriented because you are this, like, oh, I didn't read. Then they're really thrown off because like they didn't realize those personality traits. It's like, am I all that? It's like, yeah, you are. I already made that conclusion because you told me these eight, you clearly told me like eight. Then they'll tell me one of the facts. Well, I'm an assistant. Oh yeah, I remember now. You're an assistant. You told, and then I'll like, I
And
made
can
people feel very
retrieve
awkward.
it.
It's like, yeah, you told me you're an assistant. And then you told me that you worked as a bookkeeper, and then you told me you worked for a secretary, and then you told then I noticed how you're always very punctual, and I noticed how in your email signature is all very organized, and then you always come up and you sit up straight, and I'm like, I don't tell her anymore. You always sit up really straight in the meeting, and then this blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I just realized you're very detail oriented.
Yeah.
Like,
No,
oh, okay,
similar to me, I
thanks.
think. I don't know. It's similar to me. And also when it's work related, when I know it's important to remember stuff, I probably will. And when it's in context or something, for example, textbooks, I literally remember what pages, well, maybe not number of pages, but I can, if I don't prepare lessons or something like that, which often is the case, but I know that I know where we are in the textbook, I am able to, like, within 5 seconds in my brain to know exactly where everything is. Or what do I need to pull up and where from? Just because this information, obviously, greatly important to me, something like that. I don't know. Textbook units, because if we randomly are talking about some topic, I'm able to kind of like remember to, oh, in this textbook, there is a like an article about that. I need to send you textbooks, by the way. I didn't forget. I just it's an email. It is
It's an email, yeah. It's a
it's
scary email.
on the merger list, essentially. I don't know.
I promise you, I'm not trying to kill you.
No. What's honestly, I have no idea what's the issue there, even. A mystery. Oh well, it's quite interesting actually about memory. I'm fascinated how every single person is different when it comes to memory.
Yeah.
And some people, for example, they will remember artworks really well, like books and films and stuff like that, and they will just like able to retell. I have a friend of mine he's a person who's really interested in cinema. He's like obsessed with it. And he's able to retell you, like, not only the facts about the film, like who is the director, where was it filmed, when, blah, blah, how much money did it make, all of that. But also, if you ask them, if you just describe vaguely a film, there is a good chance he will, it's like, oh, and then this guy went there and he met that, and like there was a dragon, and he will tell you the name. I don't know
Wow.
how. Because he will remember all of this event. And it's not necessarily the main plot line, but just a detail from a film. Because yesterday, for example, we had a dinner and one of our friends asked him, he's like, oh, when I was a child, I saw this film on TV and it was just one scene. And he just like described the scene and the guy was like, oh, yeah, that one. And we go, and he Googled it and there was that one. Wow. To me, it's magic. It's like,
Wow. So what do you remember? Because you said sometimes you remember like work things you remember, but like not if you went to a restaurant with a friend.
no, I remember voices very well.
Okay.
That I do remember like audio stuff quite well, like songs, voices, lyrics. I remember easy. I can listen to a song one time and remember the lyrics because I mean, I used to be a musician, stuff like that. So it's kind of like an acquired skill. I could learn lyrics that, for example, we would not rehearse enough or something like that. We'll go on tour or we would like record and we haven't seen this song 1,000,000,000 times, but I would still like have it in my head. But I remember stuff that I can put into a logical, like if there is a chain of stuff, I will remember it. Like if you put everything to like in a list, I'll remember it fairly easy. Like for example, I don't know. Could be a good example. I don't know. I remember in order all of the, it's a stupid thing to say, but I remember in order of all of Romanovs and what did they do? Because it's a sequence. They all die and the other one comes in.
Right.
It's
Okay.
weird like that. I used to be able even to remember the dates. Now I don't think, because I've never, like, if I revise frequently, then I will be able to remember the numbers. But like history and stuff like that, when it's one precedes the other, or for example, I don't know, periods in art history, I don't know, periods in
Sequential things.
yeah, that I remember fairly easy because you can always like trace back from now, for example, from now to backwards, or you can trace it from the point that you remember, and then it's like, okay, this, that one. But yeah, films though. None of that. Books,
Interesting.
even
Okay.
worse. Books I can read. That's why I end up like watching the same films, the same series, reading the same books, because I know, okay, this one I like and I will like it the second time. So, but I don't know, weird like that.
Interesting. Well, we can maybe wrap up there. I have a class in 7 minutes.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
Yeah, my last class of the day. Yep. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. And then I'll stop the recording, except I don't see a stop. Oh, here it is.